What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lines It podcast with your host, Alex Duenas. The one thing that can improve the quality of your life is ultimately changing yourself. Nothing external can change what you feel internal. Okay, so maybe you bought some new clothes, earrings, jewelry, shoes, a car, a house. You know, maybe you dyed your hair, got a new piercing, you know? So, or maybe you hooked up with someone random. All these external things that we do at times to change the way we feel are just temporary, you know? Like, yeah, they'll make you feel good temporarily. Because again, they're external things. They're not changing who you are. You don't really change who you are because you get a new house. You don't change who you are because you get like certain other things. I mean, in a way you do because you acquired them, so you had to become someone new. You know, but if you're still dealing with certain issues, if you're not really happy, if you're not really proud, you know, if you don't feel like you're living a fulfilled life, nothing external can make you feel better long term. You know, that's, again, it comes back to drinking, drugs, pleasure, 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 pleasure. That's why a lot of people seek pleasure, because they're trying to feel better about themselves. And ultimately, you know, that's going to come from what I believe is characteristics. There are certain things in my life that I was doing that I wasn't very proud of myself. You know, looking over my shoulder the other day, that's what I made one of my captions. And what I meant by that, it's like when I used to talk to a bunch of girls, I'd have to look over my shoulder, pretty much like, who was I texting? And I'll never forget, man. Like, I never really ever had anxiety. And it wasn't until this year and I got a better mentor where I realized what anxiety really was. But I'll never forget. And this is, again, I don't condone what I've done before. I was talking to this one girl. And it's funny, it was around this time last year. And, man. My fucking asshole of a person. I was playing her, and then I was playing this other girl, and yeah, I know, it's not fun to admit, but it's the truth. I'm only gonna be fucking real with you guys. So, you know, I was being a liar. She was like, yeah, I don't sleep with anyone else. I'm like, yeah, and then I was. Fucking dickhead. You fucking asshole, Alex. And I will never forget, one night, let's go with our girl A, girl B. I actually liked girl A. She was really cool. And that's the one I was lying to. And then I had girl B coming over. And I'm just chilling in my house. And then girl B is on her way. Girl B is on her way. And girl A texts me. She said, hey, I'm going to this little show tonight. I really have to pee. I'm not dressed decently to enter like somewhere to go pee. Can I just go pee at your place? And now looking back at it, she literally just wanted to come see me. And I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm like, you sure? And she's like, Alex, yes. I'm like, and if I kept saying anything else, it was going to sound like, why are you hiding? I'm like, fuck. And so she came over and like, I got so much anxiety. And I did not know why. I couldn't pinpoint why. And then I can tell, she can tell something was off, but she ended up leaving. And then the other girl came like in like 15 minutes. I'm like, oh my God. And I just sat there with the other girl, you know, like she came over, you know, like whatever. But looking back at it, you know, that's exactly, you know, I was looking for some sort of validation. Like I kept sleeping with all these girls. For me, that's what it was. For me, I try to feel better about myself externally by sleeping with women and feeling like I was the man. And here's why. Like, to be honest, my business has been, last year was at a stalemate. I do good, then I do bad. I do good, then I do bad. Then I do good, then I do bad. And it's like, it can always go back to the gym. It's like, people are like, oh, I do good for like a few months and then I fall off and then I lose results. Well, did you stop going to the gym? Yeah. Do you fall off your diet? Yeah. Same thing with me. Like, I'd be really focused and then I'd distract myself. And, you know, I get distracted by, for me, it was women. And so I was looking for that external validation when in reality, what I needed to do was just focus on becoming a better person. I kept trying to feel better by sleeping with more girls, feeling more like a man because my finances weren't good. But in the back of my mind, now that I look at it, it's like, well, you know, my money might not be good, but I still look good and I still get girls, which is majority of what most guys want. Most guys want to, like obviously, because that's what money really helps you with. Money helps you, like, get girls. Money helps you build, like, a house, things like that. But I'm like, you know what? I might not have a lot of money, but I can get what most guys wish they had, which is a six-pack and girls, you know? But it was a straight ego thing, and, you know, and I kept looking for that, which ultimately didn't turn me into the person I was happy to be with. Like, I wasn't happy with who I was. And what I did differently this year was I really worked on my character. I found a really great mentor, and he went to jail for 10 years. You know, you can look him up. His name is Wes Watson. He went to jail for 10 years, but, you know, he came out a better man, makes great money changing people's lives. He's changed my life. You know, a man that did 10 years in prison changed my life completely. And start of December, I read his book. I still read it to this day. And he just, solid motherfucker, solid. Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't party, doesn't womanize, just works out, helps people, and, like, delivers a positive message. And so this year, you know, because it's funny, that when it had girl A and girl B, it was around this time last year. Literally this time last year, I was being a fucking player, hoe, dickhead, you know? And this time last year, now a year later, I'm nowhere near that guy. Nowhere near that guy. I'm a completely different man, much more proud. There is no looking over my shoulder. There is no hiding. There is no shame. I have no shame. I have no guilt of who I am and what I do on a daily basis. You know, my business is better than it's ever been. You know, I didn't get a new car. I didn't get a new place. I didn't get new clothes. I got some new clothes, but I didn't, like, not like that, you know? I just needed some shorts. Some Chucks. I got Chucks this year, you know? So I didn't work on anything really externally. I worked everything internally. Everything internally, my morals, my values, my discipline, you know? I ramped up my discipline. I ramped up my consistency. I didn't deviate. I've drank twice this year. So I worked on so much internally that everything else externally just got better. My life got better. And so, if you're looking over your shoulder, if you're playing girls, if you're playing guys, if you're not doing the best you can at work, you know, you're half-assing your job, you're half-assing other things, like, realize that nothing in your life will get better until you internally start working on those attributes, your consistency, your discipline, your commitment, all these characteristics. Nothing else will change your life other than working on these internal characteristics every day. Every single day. And I'm telling you, the minute you start working on that, you'll realize you can be in the same spot, but be a completely different person. Because, yeah, materialistic things and moving can change you a bit, but you will, if you don't have consistency on those, on consistency with discipline and your morals and your values, you're still going to be the same shitty person you've been, you know? And the worst thing that you can feel with just the lowest frequency on the frequency chart is shame. Shameful, because my psychologist taught me this. He's like, Alex, guilt says, hey, I'm sorry I did that. You know, I feel guilty for doing that. Shame says, I'm sorry for who I am. And so really look at yourself and, like, am I proud of who I am? Like, would I be fine being in front of 500 people other than, like, nerves? Like, be, hey, this is who I am. Look at my life. Look who I am. Look what I do on a daily basis. Or would you kind of be shameful of who you are? And, like, if everybody were to see what you actually did, how would you feel? Like, last year, if everyone, like, oh, damn, but you're sleeping with, like, 3-4 different girls a week, and, like, you're lying to this girl, and then your money's not that good, and you're acting like you're really tough, like, but you're really not because you don't really have any money where you're going, I'd be like, yeah, no, last year, I'm like, damn, who the fuck is that guy? But this year, I'm like, bro, fucking follow me around the camera all day, every day. Let's go. I'll show you my fucking routine. I'll show you what I do. I'll show you how fucking committed I am to becoming the best man. You see what I'm saying? So really think about that. All right? Much love, fam. Take care.